This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. Okay, so now we're going to turn to a larger issue within this topic, which is how we actually develop energy. In this fight against climate change, many countries are trying to curb carbon emissions and come up with alternatives to fossil fuels. And one technology is nuclear fusion, which, as the name implies, fuses nuclear atoms instead of splitting them. It releases enormous amounts of energy and produces temperatures hotter than the sun. For decades, scientists have tried to get safe, unlimited, cheap, and carbon-free energy from nuclear fusion. And now, with the topic of climate change hotter than ever, yes, that was a pun, private projects have multiplied and investment money is pouring in. Marketplace's Stephen Beard paid a visit to one fusion project in southeast England.
I was rather hoping I'd have to don a hazmat suit with Perspex visor to get into this facility, but Kevin Buick, the company's health and safety officer, put me right.
We are a fusion site, so it's exciting stuff that we talk about here, but actually we have very standard hazards.
And so I wore the standard issue for an industrial facility, hard hat, steel toe cap, boots and high-vis jacket. But there's nothing standard about the ambition powering this project.
This is the final frontier, the endgame solution, for all time, for humankind.
Tokamak Energy's CEO, Chris Kelsall.
We're producing a reliable, safe, clean source of decarbonised energy. It's going to be such an exciting journey that, in fact, has no limits.
The journey sounds dangerous, though. The technology at work here is pretty fearsome. Inside a tokamak, a large steel chamber containing powerful magnets, hydrogen atoms are forced to fuse at incredibly high temperatures.
Our next milestone is 100 million degrees centigrade.
That's 212 million degrees Fahrenheit. Graham Dunbar, project manager of this reactor, the ST40, insists that it's perfectly safe.
Nevertheless, those sorts of temperatures sound pretty scary.
They are contained within the magnetic field. So the outside of ST40 does not get hot. You can put your hand on the outside of ST40.
Unlike with nuclear fission, the radiation emitted by fusion dissipates in about 20 minutes, so no problem with nuclear waste. And there's no potentially uncontrollable chain reaction.
So no possibility of meltdown?
There isn't, no. It's inherently safe.
And potentially cheap, since the fuel, hydrogen, is the 10th most abundant element on Earth. And the fusion process releases four times as much energy as fission. Tokamak's boss, Chris Kelsall, hopes to be selling commercial devices within a couple of decades.
We're seeking to develop fusion power plants for global deployment in the late 2030s and early 2040s.
But fusion research projects are underway around the world and have been for half a century. So far, they've all produced less energy than it took to cause the fusion in the first place. Steve Thomas, a retired professor from Greenwich University, is a fusion skeptic.
It's always been just over the horizon, and 50 years on, that's where it still seems to be.
The mantra has always been the same, he says. In another 10 years or so, we'll have a commercial device.
Maybe that will be the case this time around, but I'm sceptical after so many broken promises over the past 50 or so years.
Back at Tokamak Energy, they're undeterred. Just follow the money, says Chris Kelsall. Private investors have poured more than $160 million into his company and more than $1 billion into rival American projects.
Investors are realising that fusion needs to be looked at, it needs to be investigated, and if they don't have a seat at the table, there's a very real risk that they're going to miss out on the next Google.
An international race is underway to make fusion pay, and this company believes it has every chance of winning it. In Didcot, Oxfordshire, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.